Page 15, Activity 2, Using Context Clues. Conversation 1.
Alicia, this is my friend Jamie.
Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Are you from around here?
No, I'm from Mexico.
Where in Mexico? Mexico City?
Uh-huh.
So what's the city like?
It's huge. There are around 20 million people living there.
Question 1. What is Mexico City like?
Wow, that's a really big city.
Yeah, it sure is. I think it's the largest city in the world.
Conversation 2.
So, Lee, are you going home for New Year's?
Are you kidding? Seoul's pretty far from here.
That's no problem. There are a lot of flights to Seoul from this city.
Yeah, but you're forgetting one important thing.
What's that?
The airfare. I'm a student, and I only work part-time, remember?
Question 2. Why isn't Lee going home for New Year's?
So, how much is it to Seoul?
Almost $1,000. That's too much money for me.
Conversation 3.
Excuse me, driver. Does this bus go to Central Avenue?
Yes, it's the second stop.
So it's not very far?
Nah, it's only about a half a mile.
Really? Well, it's a nice day today, and I'm not in a hurry. And if it's that close,
Question 3. How will the man go to Central Avenue?
Come on, buddy. Are you getting on the bus or not?
Sorry, driver. I'll just walk to Central Avenue. Thanks anyway.
Conversation 4.
So, how do you get to the university every day?
I take the subway. It's really fast from my apartment. How about you?
Yeah, the subway is fast, but I take the bus instead.
Why? It's so slow.
Well, I can always get a seat, and there's room for all my books.
Question 4. Why doesn't Beth take the subway?
Yeah, I know what you mean. The subway is way too crowded.
Yeah, the bus is much more comfortable.
Conversation 5.
Hey, Lee, how's it going?
Great. What's new with you?
I've got a new place to live.
Hey, that's great. What's it like?
Well, it's really old and it's pretty small, but the best thing is it's a 5-minute walk to school.
Question 5. What does Ali like about his new place to live?
Wow, you're really close to school.
Yeah, that way I can sleep longer in the morning.